If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have roaches in your house? I want you to go to a very special website. It's called HelpIHaveBugs.com. You're going to save a ton of money getting rid of the roaches out of your house by following the instructions on the video and buying that product. HelpIHaveBugs.com. Absolutely cannot believe how fast my grass is growing right now. And I'm taking my Murray mower out, you know, went out today, mowed the grass, had a good time, enjoyed the mow. You know, I go into this zen-like state, or I tried to go into a zen-like state. Hi, everybody. It didn't work. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. I am the geek here, man. I am the guy that geeks out about gardening. But anyway, I usually go into this zen state when I mow the lawn. Just kind of just buzz away, and then I'm there. And then, you know, and I do everything just automatically. I can tell you every nook and cranny of my yard where I have to move the mower in and out. I know it like the back of my hand. I absolutely know it like the back of my hand. Yet, so I don't have to think. I just go and do. And it's when I'm done, I'm very happy that the lawn is mowed, but I'm refreshed because I've given my brain this wonderful rest. And it's wonderful. But today, as I'm mowing the yard, trying to get into my zen-like state, I keep thinking about that Egro electric mower. Man, I was going to ask my next door neighbor if I could borrow his electric mower that has a cord to it just to mow my front yard. I was going to do that, but he wasn't around and I didn't do it. And I didn't want to do it because I knew I could not get into my zen state. And now I can't get into my zen state because I want that mower. This is driving me crazy. I don't know, man. Am I going to survive the entire mowing season without the mower that I really want? And then if I go and I spend the money on the mower that I really want, this Egro electric mower, will I be happy with it? I have absolutely no idea. It's frustrating. It just absolutely is. Today, I saw people putting down milorganite. Made me happy. Where I live, it's illegal to do that now because we're past June 1st. But where you live, it's not. And by the way, in the county, you can't even buy it right now. But in the county right next to mine, it's perfectly legal. So what people are doing is they're running over to Hillsborough County or up to Pasco County to buy their lawn fertilizer, and they're putting it down anyway. And the people who are in the business of fertilizing your lawns, they can't fertilize your lawns until September. So, which is crazy. I mean, they're trained professionals, but they cannot fertilize your lawn until September. It's just really weird. But that is just in my county and other counties throughout the South. This is starting to become popular. It is based on anything except science. Science would tell you it is a stupid law, but it is a emotionally based law. And people think that putting a little bit of milorganite on your yard, 100% natural, 100% organic, is going to ruin all the ponds and streams, and nothing could be farther from the truth. As a matter of fact, there was some research done, believe it or not, that states what pollutes the streams and the ponds even more from runoff is animal poop.
Yeah, animal poop from squirrels and dogs and rabbits and rats and possums and all cats, a lot of cats, birds, bird poop. You know how many birds there are? And they're pooping everywhere. Birds are pooping everywhere, and then it rains, and it's washing into the aquifer or into the, you know, into the ponds and streams. It is not lawn fertilizer. It just isn't. Most lawn fertilizer, and I'm talking about the chemical lawn fertilizers, are absorbed by the grass almost immediately. I mean, they're like sucked in. Some of them have slow-release nitrogen, which takes longer, but it doesn't leach out, doesn't go away. It doesn't go into the ponds and streams. It actually goes into the soil and waits and releases slowly to, you know, do some nutrition for the grass. But I'm telling you, the birds and the squirrels and the alligators. I live in Florida. We have alligators. They poop everywhere. Alligators poop a lot, too. I'm telling you, they poop a lot. And nobody's keeping track of them. Nobody's telling them they can't poop between the, you know, between June 1st and September 1st. They're not telling them not to poop because I don't think you can do that. I just don't think you can do that. So they go after the poor homeowner, the poor people who want to fertilize their shrubs, who want to fertilize their flora and make their life look, you know, their lawns look nice. That's who they go after. It's just totally and completely and strangely weird. Just it just totally is. Speaking of which, one of the questions I got this week has to do, once again, with the lawn and nutrition. This is with bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, and the yard is turning a tinge of yellow. What is that? Well, it's a real simple thing that the milorganite would fix. It's an iron deficiency. But, you know, a good application of milorganite would solve the whole problem. Another thing you can do is buy some chelated iron. Comes in a little bottle. It's very inexpensive. Very, very, very inexpensive. Put it in a hose and sprayer and spray the grass with it. Now, if you're going to do that, by the way, it's going to turn it green real quick. A nice, dark, lush-looking green. But here's what you got to be very, very careful of. You got to be very careful not to get it on your sidewalk. If you have a pool deck, keep it very far away from the pool deck. If you have a wooden fence, do not get it on the wooden fence, because if you get it on the wooden fence, you're not going to get it off of the wooden fence. You're going to have to paint the fence. So you just have to be very, very careful with that. And, you know, everything will work. And that's a very low-cost way to get rid of the yellow. Yellow is called chlorosis, which is an iron deficiency. Like I say, very easy to do. You can either put some milorganite down, which is going to give the lawn the nitrogen that it needs, as well as a little bit of phosphorus, as well as I think it's 5.5% iron, which is more than enough. Or just get some liquid chelated iron and put that down. Yeah, but again, be careful with the liquid chelated iron. You have to be very, very careful with that. Next question coming in is, do I have sod webworms? I'm seeing little moths. Man, it's early for sod webworms. But you want to know something? I'm hearing reports of them. If you're seeing a lot of little tiny moths fly, and we're also getting a lot of rain this year, which I think is what is bringing that out and bringing it out early. But if you see a bunch of tiny little moths fly coming out of the shrubs and flying around your lawn, those moths are laying eggs in the grass, which will hatch out into little tiny larvae or little tiny worms that only come out at night. And what you're going to notice is you're going to walk out, you know, the front door one morning, and you're going to see a small area of your yard that just doesn't look right. Looks like something bad has happened. This is what we do when we see this. This is what we do, by the way, when we see any problems with any plant. You look at it from a distance, and then you start closing in on it, closing in on it, closing in. And as you get closer to the blades of grass, and you get down there on your hands and knees, and you look at the blades of grass, if you have the sod webworms, you will actually see little tiny chew marks on the grass, which is what's making the lawn look terrible. Very simple solution to that. any insecticide you got, spray it on the yard. And I recommend doing that in the evening, just before dark. And the sod webworms will come out that night. They'll eat the grass and they'll die. Now, what I like is a natural solution called Bacillus thuringiensis, a BT product. Brand names Dipel or Thuricide. And so you're not worrying about chemical residue and all that good type of stuff. And it works really, really, really well. So you go spray that on. And I like, again, I like to do that just before it gets dark. They come out that night. They eat it. Boom. Now, here's the thing. About 7 to 10 days later, the new ones are going to hatch out. You need to spray it again when they hatch out and you start seeing damage. The nice thing about sod webworms, is there a nice thing about sod webworms? Yeah, you know, it's nature. But the nice thing about having that as being your lawn problem is that it is very easily corrected. And as the grass grows and you mow off the ugly grass, then, amazingly enough, the grass looks wonderful within days, just very, very simple days. So that's what you do to get rid of your sod webworms is, like I say, Bacillus thuringiensis products, Thuricide or Dipel. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and we will continue.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have roaches in your house? I want you to go to a very special website. It's called HelpIHaveBugs.com. You're going to save a ton of money getting rid of the roaches out of your house by following the instructions on the video and buying that product. HelpIHaveBugs.com. So, how do you get rid of pine beetles? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am the chief geek here, talking about this segment, pine beetles. First of all, what are pine beetles? Well, they're beetles. And they fly around, and they look for weak trees, weak pine trees. A pine tree that is healthy protects itself from pine beetles. Pine trees that are not healthy, the beetles get there. And what they do is they kind of lay eggs in the bark. And those eggs hatch out into larvae, which works it, you know, its way into the bark through the cambium layer. And once it gets in there, what happens is it stops the circulation, or it inhibits the circulation of sap running through the tree. And once that happens, the tree gets into an even more weakened state, and this thing just continues. And before terribly long, pines deteriorate and die. It's a big money thing if you've got pines. How do we do, you know, how do we handle this? Well, the best way to handle it, if you have a nice, beautiful home with lots of pines on it, first of all, let me yell at you for doing that. Because it's not a wise thing to build a house on pines where there's pines. It just isn't. Because pines have very wimpy root systems. They do. Their root systems are very shallow, and they're very, very wimpy, and they do not take much. It does not take much to weaken them. Building a driveway, building sidewalks, building roads, building a house, putting in a swimming pool, all of those things wreak havoc on the roots of pines. And there are neighborhoods. I can remember back in the 70s when they would build neighborhoods where I live that were full of pine trees. And that was a selling part. And they would put in these neighborhoods and the pines would just start dying off like crazy. They would get pine beetles. We'd get called out to it a lot. Finally, some of the developers, I remember the county agent here, the local county agent, guy by the name of Gil Witten, said, You people, you got to stop this. And he started working with these developers. And when they would lay out where the roads were going to go and everything, they would determine which pine trees were going to stay and which were going to go. And at that point, Mr. Witten advised them to remove the trees that were going to go right away. Cut them down, get them out of there. And then the trees that were going to stay before you started cutting in roads and laying foundations, he suggested an over-the-top fertilization, a top dressing of a good tree fertilizer. In the case of pines, They like a totally balanced fertilizer. They want all three of those numbers to be identically the same. And they like aggressive fertilization. In other words, put it down a lot, especially if you're in sandy soil. What this does is it builds up the sap pressure in the trees, making the trees a lot more healthy. So that when you start laying foundations, when you start cutting in roads, and you start doing all of these things that are going to disrupt the root system of the pines are strong, and they can fight back, and they can hold their own. Many of them will. And in neighborhoods where that was started and instituted, the pine borer situation never happened. It was just in a situation where they didn't do that that the pine borers happened. And then what do you do at that stage? What do you do if you find that you have pine borers? And here's the sad truth. If you look up and you see 30% of the tree is dead, what you need to do is cut that tree down immediately and remove the wood from the property. That's first. You have other pines that you don't want to infect. The next thing you do is that top dressing fertilizer. Get some good 10-10-10 fertilizer with micronutrients and fertilize. Start building up and trees that have a minor infestation. Just doing this by increasing the sap pressure, you're going to make the trees healthy to where the trees can fight off the pine borers, by themselves with very little or no insecticide. Now, here's the bad news about insecticides. Insecticides, well, there's none on the market that are labeled like there used to be. We used to use a product called Lindane to power spray tall pine trees that had pine beetles in it. That mixed with added with the fertilizer and all of that, we would do that, and the Lindane would kill off the pine beetles just like that, or the borers, the larva stage. It would kill them off just like that, and the trees would then, they were then good. Lindane's all gone. It went away. So there is no real good insecticide that you can spray up there that's going to do the job. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of municipalities, as well as people, do not want spraying going on in the trees like they used to do back in the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s. They just don't like it. They don't like the drift. They don't like all of those things. So what are some things you can do? If your pine is not tall, here's a natural solution. And you see holes and you see the sap. You're going to see holes and you're going to see sap running out of those holes with sawdust in them. If you can get to those with a ladder, you take all natural diatomaceous earth, you mix it in a slurry with dishwashing detergent, the liquid. And you just turn it into like a putty, and you go climb that tree and you take it and you jam it into the holes. That's what you do. It works, believe it or not, better than the chemicals do. And it does a fine job, but you can't always get it to where all of the holes are at. Now, what I've seen done in the past is people will mix the diatomaceous earth with a large hose end sprayer with dishwashing soap or Amway LOC or any of those products, Shackley Basic H, and make a slurry that will spray out of one of the tree spraying hose end sprayers. And they're spraying the tree with that. You're not going to hurt anything else by doing that. It's really hard to do, but if you're successful and you can get coverage and you got to constantly be shaking that, I've done it a couple of times. And it was successful, but it's very, very, very difficult. It's going to take you 3 or 4 hours to spray a tree. It just really is. It's frustrating, but that's how you do it. This is Ask the Garden Geek. We'll be right back.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. 945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have roaches in your house? I want you to go to a very special website. It's called HelpIHaveBugs.com. You're going to save a ton of money getting rid of the roaches out of your house by following the instructions on the video and buying that product. HelpIHaveBugs.com. You go out, you buy a television, you know what it's worth. You buy a sofa, you know what it's worth, because you know what you paid for it. But how often do we think about what are our plants worth? What are our trees worth? Ever think about that? Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. I am the Chief Geek. And believe it or not, there are people who make a living telling you what your plants are worth. And you're saying, but why? Why does that happen? Why do I need to know? You know, well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're selling your house and you have wonderful landscaping, that increases the value of your house. It really does. And it just makes the house much more valuable. That's probably the minor thing about this whole thing. But what if something happens to some of your plants that are not your fault? Say, for instance, a company comes out and lays cable for new cable TV, and you have a tree that dies because of it. Trees are very, very valuable. Did you know that? I can tell you that I know somebody who had a swimming pool in their yard, and there was a tree next door that dropped stuff into their pool. And the woman who owned the house just got mad. And she hired a tree service to come out and literally cut the top of that tree off, went off of her property line and cut the top of that tree off, just like that. Well, the guy that owned the property, it was a rental property next door, the guy that owned the property found out that this was done and came and said, "You got to replace my tree or you got to pay me for it anyway." And, "Oh, no, no, it was getting in my pool." "Well, no, no. You ruined the tree." They wound up paying $8,000 for that tree. $8,000 for an ugly tree. Okay, I saw before and after pictures. It was pretty ugly to start with. It was real ugly afterwards. And here's the best part. The tree actually grew back. The tops of the tree actually leafed out again, and the tree today looks just fine. But still, $8,000. Well, how was this determined? A certified arborist, and there are lots of certified arborists who make their living by going out and looking at trees. And there's also horticulturists who make their living going out and looking at plant vegetation and saying what it's worth if somebody comes and messes it up. And that's what happened. These people, their insurance company, hired an arborist to come out and place a value on the tree, and the value was $8,000. So the other people, their homeowner's insurance, had to wind up writing a check to the homeowner for $8,000, who promptly took that and spent it on something else. Didn't care about the tree, but he got $8,000, and the tree kind of grew back after a couple of years anyway. But that is what happens. I've seen they installed, there was a company, a new cable company that hit town, and they came and started digging up people's front yards to lay this new cable down. Now, they were doing it in the easement. They were, you know, digging in the easement. But believe it or not, my next door neighbor at the other house had a rather expensive palm tree that he had planted, and them doing that actually killed his palm tree, which was not on the easement, but the roots were. Again, a certified arborist was brought out who specializes in doing that thing, put a value on the palm tree of $13,000. And the cable company's insurance company had to write this guy a check for $13,000. And the guy then removed the tree and never replaced it. And he kept the $13,000. So that's how that goes. A lot of times, right-of-ways happen where the city's going to come and or the county or the state's going to come and they're going to build the road. And they're going to come and they're going to pay for your land. This happened to a friend of mine, Ed Clark. He had some property up in Hernando County, Florida. And the state was building a expressway through there. So they bought his land. Well, one of the things they didn't buy all of his land. They bought part of his land. Well, one of the things that he learned was the environmental impact on the trees on the other part of the property were going to be affected by them coming through and cutting in a brand new superhighway through there. And once again, certified arborist who specializes in that, and I know who did it, guy by the name of Joe Samick, went up and priced out all of the trees that were going to be adversely affected that were on the property that Ed was keeping. And Ed got a check, believe it or not. Now, he sold the property for a bunch of money. I have no idea how much he got for that. But in addition to that, he got another, I think, $40,000 for the adverse effects to the trees that were on the property that he was keeping from all of the road construction. So how's that? How about when the swimming pool company comes out and they're cleaning your pool and they decide to backwash it? And they backwash it out. I saw this happen in Dunedin. Company came out, cleaning somebody, shocked somebody's pool, and then drained a part of it into the shrubs, killed out a whole line of shrubs, of Viburnum odoratissimums, along the back fence. Not only on the people who own the pool's house, but on the people behind him, just destroyed all the plants. Horticulturists was brought out to put a value on what it would cost to replace all of those viburnums and ligustrums that died as a result of that swimming pool being drained right onto the property. Now, you know, a good professional swimming pool company that drains a pool will have a large hose that they drag out to the street, and the water goes out there and runs down the street. I remember in my parents' house, they had a swimming pool, and my sister and I installed on the filter in the back. We dug a trench and we laid PVC pipe and we ran that pipe out to the driveway to where whenever, you know, my dad backwashed the pool, that water did not go into the backyard. It shot out on the driveway and went down the street. It was very simple. You know, well, it wasn't that simple. We had to dig the trench, but we were young then. It was easy. Well, it wasn't that easy, but it worked. You know, and we dug this trench, laid the 2-inch PVC pipe down, and whenever the pool was backwashed, to this day, that PVC pipe still exists, and it's still in there. And this is funny. I drove by that house with my brother about, I don't know, a year ago, year and a half ago. We were driving around, and we drove by the house. And what was so funny is whenever we backwashed the pool, you would see water shooting out of the driveway. And the neighbors would all say, you know, they would come knock on the door. Something wrong? Is something wrong? No, it's just pool's getting backwashed. And we drove, and sure enough, we saw the water shooting out of the driveway. And that brought back a lot of memories for us. So that's how you properly protect that. But once again, if this is done by careless pool companies, well, their insurance companies are going to pay to replace a lot of plants. Thus, you have horticulturists and arborists who determine what that is. I saw a lawn spraying company spray a lawn and sprayed the wrong chemical, killed off the lawn. I got called out on that one. And, you know, I simply took my measuring wheel. I measured all of the grass that was dead, which turned out to be about 2,000 square feet. And then I called a sod company. I said, how much you charge to come rip out an old, you know, 2,000 square feet of grass and put in the new, got the price, turned it over, and I got paid for doing that. I got paid for putting all those pricings together for the insurance company. So that works. The only one that I've ever done, my buddy Stan, he makes a living doing this, going around and looking where people mess up people's yards and mess up their trees and mess up their shrubs. or if they're going to build right-of-ways. He makes a living doing this. Court cases, expert testimony. All of your plants are worth money. And the plants that you have in your landscape, especially on your home, is worth a bunch of money. So keep that in mind. When we have hurricanes that come through here and knock down trees, you know who pays for that? Insurance companies. You know how they determine what it's worth? Arborists come out and say what the tree is worth. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
So, doing something different in my life today, and I'm a little edgy about it, but I'll share. I'm greatly reducing the amount of diet soda that I drink, and I'm drinking a lot more water. Why are you doing this, Michael? You say. I will tell you. Almost 4 years ago, I had one kidney removed, which means I have one kidney left. And I got to be very careful. I don't do Motrin, you know, ibuprofen. When I have a headache, I will occasionally take Tylenol. Generally, I just try and work it out, but I will take Tylenol. But I, you know, got to stay away from aspirin and things like that, you know. So that's one thing. But, you know, I find myself drinking a ton of diet soda, just a ton. And this week, I got a backache on my lower right side, and it was like really bad, and it was isolated to one area. I, you know, went to my doctor. He said, that's your kidney. And today I went and had a bunch of blood work done. And so there, you know, he said, stop drinking Diet Coke. Doctor has been telling me this forever. So I did. I took him seriously. And today I've been drinking lots of water. I got to tell you, I was in a lot of pain. I've been drinking lots and lots of water. I had a Diet Coke right after my blood work. When I went to the doctor, I had not eaten anything or drank anything except some water this morning. And he said, oh, you had not eaten? No. He said, okay, you got to go over to the place and get your blood done. And he sent me over there with a whole bunch of stuff to get my blood drawn. And, you know, asked me how everything was working. And I said, everything seems to be working fine, except I got this pain. And, you know, he said, that's where your last remaining kidney is. Yeah, you might want to flush that thing out. You might want to drink a lot of water. So I've been drinking lots of water today, and I got to tell you that it is actually feeling better, but still following up with the doctor. So I got to, you know, just doing that. So following through with that. But I got to tell you, that was an enormous pain down there. Just and it was so bad yesterday. The pain was so bad that I was talked into by an ex-wife of mine, ex-wife number two. She said, I know that you've got some of the super-duper pain pills from when you had your surgery. I said, yes, they're locked in my safe. She goes, take one out and take it. You know, you're in a lot of pain. And I said, okay, so I did. Oh, man, I was so loopy last night. I was going to do radio last night. I couldn't do radio. I couldn't watch television. I could never be somebody who takes pain pills on a regular basis. Bad. Anyway, getting back to my emails, I'm getting a lot of questions on equipment, which I generally get this time of year. And I've talked about mowers and I've talked about fertilizer spreaders. Edgers are a big one. You know, they want to know what my favorite edger is. My favorite edger is, and I don't own it, and it's real expensive, and I want it. And I will probably buy one next year, but I don't know, I'm cheap, maybe I won't. But Toro now has an electric edger. Toro has a whole new series of electric stuff. They've got a hedge trimmer. They've got a line trimmer that is electric. All of them are battery operated. They've got these really good batteries. And I have a friend who has their edger, with a really, it's nice. I like that. I have a Black & Decker electric that I have to plug into a cord. I've got a long cord. It's no big deal. But that's what I've got, and it works well. As a matter of fact, I had to replace it this year. And I looked at the Toro, but the Toros were quite a bit more expensive. So I just went, the next thing was to decide the Works. I don't know if you've seen the company, the Works. The Works has an electric edger that is pretty nice. I looked at that, and I also, I had the Black & Decker for years, and I didn't buy the Black & Decker. I stole the Black & Decker from ex-wife number three's husband. And when I say I stole it, I borrowed it and never returned it. So that's what I did. And it was like 5 years old when I borrowed it from him. He used to use it at his other house. Well, I just borrowed it, never gave it back. So he had to go buy another one. So when it wore out, I called up my ex-wife. I said, hey, can I borrow your husband's edger? She goes, you didn't return the last one. I said, no, it just wore it out. That's why I need to borrow his edger. She didn't think that was near as funny as I did. But what I did is I just, I looked at the Works, which looked nice, and I looked at the Black & Decker, and I said, I'm going to go with what I know. The Black & Decker has been a good quality, and it's a bladed edger. So I bought the electric one. And right after I bought it and brought it home, I Amazoned it, to tell you the truth. I Amazoned it, and I'm an Amazon Prime member. But when I took it out of the box, I realized that the quality of it was not near as good as the one that had just worn out. The one that I had, and by the way, I had that mower for seven or eight years, and it was 5 years old when I got it. And it was better quality than the new one, much better quality. This one's good. It's okay. It's doing its job. I think I'm going to, if I am careful, which I am, I treat my lawn equipment very nicely. I love my lawn equipment. I treat it well. I'm going to get several years out. I don't know, but it just doesn't seem as good as the older version of it. That's just my thoughts. It just doesn't seem as good as, and I'm now wishing I had bought the Works. So Toro would probably be my number one choice, followed by the Works, and then the Black & Decker, which I own. And the same goes for line trimmers. I have to tell you, that new Toro battery-operated line trimmer is marvelous. Now, some people, I don't use line trimmers to do my edging. I just don't. I want a nice edge, in my landscape. I just do. And I think it has to be done with a blade. But that Toro line trimmer, you can do edging with it, and it does a really good job. It's really, really good. But, what do I have? I have a Black & Decker. It is a Black & Decker line trimmer, electric, that I have to plug in. I think that's going to get replaced maybe by the Works this year. Maybe this year coming up. Maybe the Toro. But, my line trimmer is going to get replaced. That it is. You're listening to Ask the Garden People.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.